The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Hello, this is Lisa Bernhard for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Kids on the Go. Kids on the Go is generously supported by the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Sports Illustrated for Kids and Scout Life. Let's start with a story about Jeremiah Love, who is the running back from Notre Dame and was recently drafted by the Cardinals this year. His love of anime and comics helped the explosive playmaker crack his personal code. That's bad news for the teams that have to face him. When he was younger, Jeremiah Love was doing one of his favorite things, watching anime. It was a series called Seven Deadly Sins. The protagonist, a warrior named Meliodas, was the most powerful being in the universe, except when he was crying. The warrior facade had come undone. Until that point in his life, Love had struggled with accessing his own emotions. But seeing Meliodas changed everything. That kind of opened it up to me, Love said. It was like, oh, I am who I am. Before I watched anime, I was tired. I didn't have many emotions. I didn't really cry. I didn't really feel too much of anything. And just seeing that opened my eyes to allowing myself to be able to feel those things. From that time, it allowed me to progress in my knowledge of how to express myself. The next step of that journey will lead Love, one of the most highly rated college running backs in years, to the NFL. As impressive as his on-field exploits have been, his off-field heroics carry with them a weighty sense of morality and justice. He is such a unique individual, says his college coach, Notre Dame's Marcus Freeman. He is so much more than a football player. There's so much that he does and who he is when no one is around. He doesn't love attention. He doesn't do anything for attention. That's who Jeremiah is. While Love continues to explore personal growth, he feels that he has taken his social and emotional evolution and applied it to his superpower, an unrelenting work ethic that, Love says plainly, has got to be like that. I wanted to get to know myself more, Love says, downplaying, like a hero from the pages of one of his comic books, exactly what that means and just how much it took to get here. The cadets at Christian Brothers College High ran an offense with two running backs positioned on either side of the quarterback. During the week, the coaching staff would explain to Love that certain plays were explicitly for him, necessitating that he would line up here and carry the ball there. The other calls belonged to Dylan Van or Ralph Dixon. Van has been Love's best friend for more than a decade and had a permanent place on the floor of Love's bedroom. Despite this, quarterback Cole McKee would get the signal from the sideline, the cadets didn't have a huddle, and look for Love on his left only to find him on the right. In the frantic nanoseconds before the snap, McKee would look over and yell, "What are you doing?" Love would reply, "Just go with it." Scott Pingle, the head coach at Christian Brothers in St. Louis, notes that Love averaged just 10 carries per game during his final season, despite being one of the top recruited backs in the country. He was switching spots not to get more carries, but because he wanted the ball to go to his best friend. When he did carry the ball, he usually scored, including all 5 touchdowns in an overtime thriller to win the state title as a senior. Love felt Van needed more opportunities to establish himself as a top prospect, and he was willing to take on a blocking role as a result. "If Jeremiah loves you and you're close to him, he's going to be there for you," Van says. "I've never had a friend in my life I'm closer to than Jeremiah. He's not going to judge you for anything." It is in these moments that one keenly understands that Love means when he says, looking at superhero stories, looking at their morals, and what they deemed right or wrong helped me decipher in real life, is it right to do this? Is it wrong to do this? And it kind of shaped my moral code. Love's growth has been a process. His family, for example, began pulling him out of his room every opportunity to encourage him to socialize, spoke to his coaches about Love's need, and eventually secured him an individual dorm room at Notre Dame. Watching their son develop was full of incredible chapters. His family knew that Jeremiah was changing his world, just as he had changed the world around him. His mom, Latanya, remembers wandering around Christian Brothers one day to pick him up after practice. When she reached the chapel, she heard beautiful music echoing throughout. After asking several of his friends and teammates where Jeremiah was, it became clear that he was seated behind the piano. He'd learned how to play the instrument around the same time he began picking up conversational Japanese without his parents knowing. Another talent Love has is on display in his own comic book, German Star. His father, Jason, narrates the story of Jeremiah through his eyes. Nearly all of Freeman's 7 children received an autographed copy for Christmas. When asked what his hopes were for the comic, what he wanted the audience to understand, Love doesn't hesitate. He explains that he wants readers to know him as someone who loves video games and anime. He wants them to understand that something bigger is coming and that one day they'll have to pour themselves into it. He wants them to appreciate the fact, even in their own life, they won't always be the star. But he says, at the same time, be authentically you. Be yourself. Now let's switch over to Scout Life. To the moon and beyond. How NASA's latest mission is a step towards exploring Mars. In less than 15 years, astronauts could be traveling to Mars. But just like you might take a 2-mile hike to prepare for a 30-miler, NASA's upcoming Artemis II mission is preparing astronauts and scientists for the longer journey to the Red Planet. Scheduled to blast off this month, okay, I'm reading this a month later, from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, Artemis II will send 4 astronauts around the moon and back. For about 10 days, the crews will travel aboard the Orion spacecraft. The astronauts will test Orion's life support navigations and communication systems. From other data, NASA will also learn how to keep astronauts safe on longer missions. After all, it's much better to discover a problem halfway to the moon than halfway to the Red Planet. The crew will take photos of the moon, including its far side that's never been seen from Earth. But they won't actually land on the giant rock. That's for the next mission, Artemis III, which will touch down on the moon's south pole. After that, it's on to Artemis 4, 5, 6, and then, one day in the future, here we come, Mars. Be prepared. Explore space and STEM-focused merit badges like space exploration, astronomy, and engineering, and Cub Scout adventurers such as Lion, Everyday Tech, Tiger, Sky is the Limit, Wolf, Finding Your Way, Bear, Super Science, Weebelos, Modular Design, Arrow of Light, Engineer, and Estimations. 3, 2, 1, Space Facts. The moon is a little more than 238,800 miles from the Earth. That's like lining up 32 million school buses bumper to bumper. The dark spots we see on the moon from Earth are caused by hits from asteroids, meteors, and comets. Orion's weight at liftoff is about 78,000 pounds. That's equal to 6 male African elephants. Astronauts are taller in space. Their spines expand so they can grow up to 2 inches. Only 12 astronauts have walked on the moon. The last time was in December 1972. There's no wind or rain on the moon, so footprints from 1969, when humans first landed on the moon, are still there. Scouting around. Your family tree. Learning about your family history is like being a private detective. Called genealogy, this kind of research can reveal what your grandfather did for a living or where your great-great-great-grandmother was born. Genealogy can also help you understand who you are. From family, you often learn values, tradition, cultural practices, and religious beliefs, which might span generations. The first step is to record your own story. Write down basic information, including your full name, where you were born, places you lived, and your immediate family members, your parents, brothers, and sisters. Then record your life story, like your hobbies, organizations you belong to, and some of your favorite memories. Next, see if you can gather the same type of information about your family members you listed. The best way to get the information is to ask them. They also might be good sources of other family members who have died or moved away. To go further back, first check with other relatives, such as your grandparents, aunts, and uncles, to see if they've already compiled a family history. If not, you'll likely have to rely on records like birth certificates, marriage records, and death certificates. Check with your local library or genealogical society where staff can help you. With a parent or guardian's permission, you can also search websites dedicated to genealogy records. Try reading obituaries posted online or in a newspaper, too. They might have details about a family member's life story. Work towards earning the genealogical merit badge by creating a family tree and researching your family's history. Find the requirements and other online pamphlets at go.scoutlife.org/genealogy. Treat for shock. As part of any first aid procedure, you should treat a victim for shock. Shock happens when a person suffers a sudden drop in blood flow to their body. This can be caused by many medical problems, like an allergic reaction, sudden injury, heat stroke, infection, or severe burn. Someone suffering from shock can show any or none of these symptoms: a feeling of weakness, confusion, fear, or dizziness, skin that is moist, clammy, cool, and pale, a quick, weak pulse, shallow, rapid, and irregular breathing, nausea and vomiting, extreme thirst. Shock can be deadly, so it's important to treat every accident victim for shock, even if they're not showing any symptoms. After calling for help, make sure they're breathing and have a heartbeat. Control any bleeding and try to relieve any pain they have. Help them lie down, and then elevate their legs and feet slightly. Keep them still and help them from overheating or chilling. You can cover them with a blanket if they're cold or wet. towels if they're too hot. Scouts march during American anniversary. Last year marked the 250th anniversary of the battles of Lexington and Concord, the first major military conflicts in the American Revolution. The city of Concord, Massachusetts, hosted a celebration remembering those events, and more than 110 scouts were part of it. Cub Scouts, Scout BSA members, and venturers marched in the Concord 250 parade, carrying flags representing the original 13 colonies. The scouts were mostly from Massachusetts, but some came from New Hampshire and New Mexico. Together, they made up the second largest group in the parade. The scouts also helped with cleanup after the parade, attended a Sunday service, and went on a hike along the nearby Scouting American National Historic Trail, the Minutemen's Pursuit Trail. The 15-mile trail covers a path where American Minutemen followed retreating British soldiers on April 19, 1775. Learn to teach the leaders. National Youth Leadership Training, NYLT, is a council-offered course that helps older scouts become better leaders. NYLT graduates can learn to help train future participants by attending the NYLT Leadership Academy. The Academy has three separate sessions scheduled for this summer: Sacramento, California, June 21st through the 27th, Washington, D.C., July 5th through the 11th, and Philmont Scout Ranch in New Mexico, July 12th through the 18th. At each Academy session, you'll hear from successful leaders. Participate in problem-solving panels, and give presentations. Academy participants say it helped them become better communicators, leaders, and public speakers. With your parent or guardian's permission, you can register for NYLT Leadership Academy at go.scoutlife.org/NYLT. Live bait or artificial lures. To catch a fish, you need to tempt one to bite your bait. So what kind of bait should you use? Basically, you can choose a live bait like worms, minnows, crawfish, or crabs. Or you can use an artificial lure such as a jig, spoon, crankbait, or spinner. In fly fishing, anglers mostly use artificial flies. Both have their advantages and disadvantages. Live baits look, smell, and act like what fish naturally eat. However, to protect the environment, some states and local agencies have regulations on using live bait, so check those before you go fishing. Lures are convenient and can be reused, and their colorfulness or shininess can help catch a fish's attention, but they can also be pricey. You'll want to make your artificial bait behave like real fish food. Twitch and jerk your fishing rod to make the bait mimic an injured animal. Easy pickings for a fish. Also, don't just cast and reel it in right away. Change your retrieval speed frequently to keep the fish from figuring out what you're up to. And remember, what looks tasty to a sunfish might seem gross to a bass. So research what works well with different fish species. Find more fishing tips at go.scoutlife.org/fishing. Some ideas for your next merit badge adventure. Hiking. A scout should always know the rules of the trail. Be courteous to others. This includes people in your own group. Walk at a speed comfortable for the slowest hiker. Step aside for people on bikes or horseback. Be careful when crossing streams. Scout any body of water before you cross it. A stream can be dramatically different after rainfall, and fast-moving water can sweep you off your feet, even if it isn't very deep. Walk at the right pace. It's not about getting to your destination as fast as possible. It's about enjoying the journey. Plan your route so that you can take time to look at the sights and take a break every half hour or so. Minimize your risk. Stay in good shape year-round, not just in the weeks before the hike. Know where you're going to be and what to expect. Be sure to take good care of all your gear and equipment. Be prepared. Carry a first aid kit and know how to deal with common ailments such as blisters, strains, and sunburn, as well as serious conditions like dehydration, hypothermia, frostbite, and heat exhaustion. Remember to drink plenty of water. Music and bugling. Music and bugling are earned as separate merit badges, though both are included in the same pamphlet. Music is created when something vibrates. It might be the strings of a guitar, the surface of a drum, or your vocal cords when you sing. You can earn the Music Merit Badge with or without playing an instrument or taking lessons. Bugles are great instruments for the beginning musician. They're cheap, and since most bugling songs use only four notes, you don't have to learn to read music. A true story of scouts in action. He saved someone from a flood. Josh Ziegler, 18, and his family were checking the damage around their home after a hurricane in Swinona, North Carolina, when they saw a woman stranded on debris in heavy floodwaters. Josh and his dad kept watch for several hours until the floodwaters receded enough to attempt a rescue. As darkness fell, Josh was worried the woman might be suffering from hypothermia. He tied a rope around his waist, which allowed him to safely wade halfway to the woman. Josh swam the remaining distance to bring the woman a life jacket and emergency blanket and a rope. Josh, his dad, and other neighbors were then able to pull the woman safely back to Josh's house. Another neighbor told paramedics in the area about the rescue, and they arrived to take the woman to the hospital. The woman later recovered. Eagle Scout Joshua Frederick Ziegler, a member of Troop 50, chartered to Christ Community Church in Montreat, North Carolina, received an honor medal for his actions. More scouts in action. He saved his sister from drowning. Isaac Hajni, 7, was swimming at his grandfather's house in Green Bay, Wisconsin, when his 3-year-old sister jumped into the pool without a personal flotation device and sank beneath the surface. Isaac grabbed a pool noodle and swam to his sister. He dove underwater, took hold of his sister's arm, and used the pool noodle to help lift her to the surface. Isaac moved his sister to the side of the pool where his grandfather was waiting to lift her onto the deck. His sister was scared and coughing, but otherwise unhurt. Isaac's quick action saved her life. Wolf Scout Isaac Hajni, a member of PAC 4107, chartered to Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Green Bay, Wisconsin, received a heroism award for his actions. He saved his sister after her seizure. Zachary Bartko, 12, and his family were on a cruise ship vacation when his 5-year-old sister had a sudden, unexpected seizure. Their mom was falling asleep when Zachary walked in and saw what was happening. Zachary remained calm and called the ship's 911 operator. Two nurses arrived soon after and took Zachary's sister to the ship's doctor for treatment. Zachary's sister remained under observation for a few days. Her seizure was caused by a high fever due to flu. She was not harmed during her ordeal and made a full recovery. Scout Zachary Bartko, a member of Troop 402, chartered to Great Trail Council, Soaring Eagle District in Wadsworth, Ohio, received a National Certificate of Merit for his actions. Captions that made us laugh. There's a photo of two dogs sitting on a couch watching TV. They're both wearing 3D glasses. One is a small white terrier schnauzer type of dog. The other is a brown and white bulldog. Here are some captions that readers sent in. Really? No dogs in Zootopia? Fast forward. I want to see that new bacon commercial. Even with these glasses, we're still colorblind. Weird. I can't eat this giant floating bone. Raiders of the Lost Ark is on tonight. Want to see it? Go Toto. Yes, the Bulldogs are playing. I was once their mascot. Hey, quit pressing pause, spelled P-A-W-S. Honey, the new episode of Paw Patrol is out. Hey, a 3D movie. The D is for dog, right? fitness first. Mosquitoes are annoying, and they can be dangerous too. Some species are known to transmit blood-borne diseases, which can be serious, even deadly. Here are a few tips to keep mosquitoes away. Wear insect repellent when you go outside. Look for products that contain either DEET or picaridin as the active ingredient. Wear long pants, a long-sleeve shirt, and a hat. If mosquitoes can't find your skin, they can't bite you. Wear light colors. Mosquitoes seem to be more attracted to dark colors. Mosquitoes are also attracted by some odors. Avoid fragrances in your soaps, shampoos, and detergents. Avoid still or standing water. That's where mosquitoes hatch. Ultimate Scout Superpower. Here are the results of one of our online reader polls. Let us know your favorite at go.scoutlife.org/polls. Seems like these are about superpowers that scouts would like to have. Mosquito force field, 29%. That's the number one answer. Tent teleportation, 23%. Bottomless backpack, 19%. Hiking super speed, 15%. An instant fire starting at 14%. Now on to a few jokes. Why did the pencil get kicked out of class? Because it was drawing too much attention. By Ira Yu in Frisco, Texas. Which fruit can play the saxophone? The bluesberry. Antonio A. in Brooklyn, New York. How does the moon cut its hair? Eclipse it. By Tommy A. in Westwood, Massachusetts. What do you give a sick lemon? Lemonade. By Daniel I. in Iaea, Washington, Hawaii. What do you call a ship that can't stop winning? A Showboat. By Aiden C. in Phoenix, Arizona. We've run out of time for today's episode of Kids on the Go. We hope you enjoyed listening. Please join us next time. Kids on the Go is generously supported by the Raleigh Kiwanis Foundation. I'm Lisa Bernhardt, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind or print impaired. Kids on the Go is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service. Mm-hmm.